Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, that's a view of one traitor in a metropolitan area, but this economic crisis is also hitting people in unexpected places. We're going to go to Kenya now, where banks are fiercely competing for clients and unsecured loans are very common. Improving people's lifestyles, maybe, but young professionals are now taking on debt for all sorts of reasons, like buying expensive clothes. That maybe sounds a little familiar to you, like maybe America 4 or 5 years ago, and you were not too far off. Reporter Wairimu Gitai from our partner, the BBC, spoke with two men in Nairobi about their attitudes towards these loans.
My name is Dr. Edwin Kagereki. I'm a dentist in Nairobi, and I'm 28 years of age. When someone my age is newly employed, there are some aspects of life which I have to maintain.
Dr. Kagereki, let's talk about maintaining a good lifestyle at your age. What do you mean by that?
Many young people of my age, they have come from poor to middle-class families, and we can't get that support from our families, so we've ended up going for the much, much available loans. Without disclosing a lot of information, I can say that most of my household goods, I've ended up buying them by loan.
My name is Engineer Christopher Otieno Abuada. I'm a consulting engineer in Nairobi. I'm married with 4 children and I'm 55 years old.
Engineer, do you think that it is a good idea what some of the young people are doing now, like as Dr. Gagariki has mentioned?
It's not a good idea to take loans for luxury items like clothing and household items. Loans for a business, to start a business that of course has been well thought through, will be a good loan. But there are some things that can wait, and there's no urgency. In fact, most of the urgency is from basically pressure.
Young people are being influenced a lot by the media, by the movies they are watching. You know, now a movie is being released somewhere in Europe, and that very day someone anywhere in Africa can be able to watch it. And obviously this puts a lot of pressure on people. Do you think some of these things are contributing factors?
Exposure to many things, I think it has increased these pressures much more to our age. And there are many businessmen, many business people taking advantage of these things. A young man is more likely to end up falling prey, so to say.
But the exposure has also a positive side. How can I take that influence to help me increase my income? How can I, for example, as a doctor, use better equipment or use better technology, which is not available here, but which I know of because of my exposure, to give better service and faster and even to make more money? Unfortunately, the majority of people are not prudent in taking loans. Let's give an example of a credit card. If I walked to a supermarket in Nairobi and I have cash, I will purchase items according to the cash I have. But if I have a credit card, in addition to this, I'll pick cornflakes. I have a false idea of availability of money. I also see it from the point of view of institutions. We have seen not long ago in the United States of America, banks collapsing. There was a high rate of default. If we don't go the good old ways of denying ourselves, then we are not heading the right direction.
One person from Nairobi who spoke with BBC reporter Wairimu Gitai about the changing attitudes toward debt in Kenya. It's part of a BBC series on global attitudes about money. And it sounds like in Kenya, they're taking to heart the lessons that many Americans learned during the economic crisis. Some say that those were some hard lessons we learned because they helped to cause the economic crisis.